And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 26th of July, 2025. July 26th is World Mangrove Day. A mangrove is a shrub or tree that grows in coastal saline or brackish water. Mangroves grow in an equatorial climate along coastlines and tidal rivers. They have particular adaptations to withstand high salinity, tidal flooding, and low oxygen levels. 110 species have been categorized as mangroves that can grow in these saline swamps. Mangrove ecosystem conservation is important as mangroves prevent coastline erosion, mitigate the effects of tides and tsunamis, and reduce atmospheric carbon. A village in Tamil Nadu, India, had planted over 80,000 mangrove trees along the coastal line, and when the 2004 tsunami hit, the neighboring areas were flooded, but the village remained unscathed. The tangled roots of the mangrove forest act as a nursery for many organisms, protecting them from predators, strong heat, and forceful tides. Mangroves help fight coral bleaching as they provide shelter for coral species. Apart from supporting rich biodiversity, coastal forests remove 5 times more carbon dioxide from the atmosphere than terrestrial forests. These coastal forests are major blue carbon systems, meaning they convert atmospheric carbon dioxide into oceanic sediments, hence acting as a key environmental regulator. Since 1980, we have lost half of the mangrove forests. The major risk to mangrove forests is shrimp farming. A large part of the forest is uprooted to create a closed pond, which is used for breeding shrimps. Shrimp farming involves excessive use of antibiotics and chemicals to prevent diseases and improve yield. Within years, the ecological balance of the forest is irreparably damaged. The best thing we can do for mangrove forests and for shrimps is to live vegan. July 26th is also World Tofu Day. Tofu has a history that dates back over 2,000 years in China. Its origins can be traced to the Western Han Dynasty, where it was believed to have been discovered by accident. Legend has it that a Chinese prince named Liu An was experimenting with soybeans and accidentally curdled them, resulting in the creation of tofu. This accidental discovery marked the beginning of tofu's journey as a staple in Chinese cuisine. It is considered a symbol of health, simplicity, and balance. Tofu is an indispensable dish on the reunion dinner table during the Chinese Lunar New Year because it sounds like the word for fortune and happiness in Mandarin. The food can bring good luck to the whole family. Just as the saying goes, tofu, tofu, a mouthful of foo or happiness. Tofu is made from mature white soybeans. These are different from the green immature soybeans, often called edamame. The white soybeans are harvested in the fall, dried, and then used to make soy milk, which is then curdled and pressed to create tofu. Tofu was later introduced to Japan, likely by Buddhist monks. It became a staple in their cuisine, particularly due to its suitability for vegetarian diets. Tofu's popularity then spread throughout East and Southeast Asia, eventually making its way to the Western world in the 19th and 20th centuries. Tofu is now widely available in various forms, including tofu noodles, tofu desserts, and tofu-based meat substitutes. Its mild taste and ability to absorb flavors make it a perfect canvas for culinary creativity. The release of the documentary film Blackfish was on this day in 2013. Notorious killer whale Tilikum is responsible for the deaths of 3 humans, including a top killer whale trainer. Directed by Gabriella Cowperthwaite, Blackfish shows the devastating consequences of keeping such intelligent and sentient creatures in captivity. And here is the first stanza of Whales Weep Not by D.H. Lawrence. They say the sea is cold, but the sea contains the hottest blood of all and the wildest, the most urgent. All the whales in the wider deeps, hot are they as they urge on and dive beneath the icebergs. the right whales, the sperm whales, the hammerheads, the killers. There they blow. There they blow. Hot, wild, white breath out of the sea. The beginning of Whales Weep Not by D.H. Lawrence. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to love this wild, wonderful world.